take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jenna Barr, and I'm so excited to be spending my morning with you and your morning with me. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. And as always, we have different guests on that talk about various topics and things that can be applicable to your life and bring some improvement to your day. And so I'm super excited today. As always, I have a friend of mine. His name is Todd St. Orrs, and he pretty much just knows everything about keeping your air clean. Right, Todd?
Yes. Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How is your day going?
Oh, so far we got her started here. Yeah, it's Well, I'm out of the area, but I'm there in spirit with you guys.
Yes, and my thoughts are with you, and just knowing you're amazing, and you're keeping it going as you're out taking care of business. So I really appreciate you. Let me just say that.
Well, thank you very much.
So what's been new?
So
what's been happening?
Weather's getting nice. I mean, you know, it's great.
Yeah, well, I was just saying we had our girls here from Great Southern Restaurants, and the sun is starting to peek through here and there, and we saw it last week where it pretty much felt like spring, and then last night kind of felt like winter again. So, I mean, I'm just trying to not maneuver my AC and heat around too much, you know?
Well, one of the things that happens when we get weather like this, where we go from, you know, maybe needing AC back to off, back to heat, I take a lot of calls with people that have odor problems. And they're saying, oh, I'm getting this horrible odor, this stinky odor out of my air conditioner. And it's when you go from heat to cool, that coil gets wet. And then sometimes it can smell like an old gym bag, or it smells like a wet dog. And that's because at this point of the season, with our weather patterns, we're going back and forth from heating to air conditioning, sometimes in the same day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, is that good for your unit to do both in the same day, or do you recommend not doing that?
Well, you know, the equipment can handle it. If it's not clean, then you get this impact on your indoor air quality because you just get this musty odor. When the heater comes on, it bakes and dries everything out. And then when the air conditioner comes back on, it wets everything down again on the evaporator coil inside the furnace, inside the indoor unit. And it just gets this stinky, musty, nasty odor. And that's something that, you know, we tell everybody it's time to start prepping for spring and summer. It's time to start thinking about that long season that's coming up in front of us. And cleaning is one of the most important things that you can do on the coil from an efficiency standpoint, and to not have these stinky issues that we're having. So I can help you with that. Our number is 850-934-9900. 2768, and our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Yes, and if you have a question today or a comment, you can text in if you feel more comfortable, or you can call in as well and speak to Mr. St. Orr's, 437-1620. We're here for you. If you just have a quick question, we'd love to just answer you throughout your day. I know we've talked about everything from, like, you know, the carpets feeling like just moist during different times of the year, which, ugh, nobody likes that feeling. For me, I just pulled out my dehumidifier again into a different room because I noticed that there was some extra moisture. It just, I don't know, I didn't see, you can't see the moisture, but it felt like it was moist in that area, and it's actually near a door. So now I'm wondering, is there like a gap in the door? You know what I mean? Is that something normal too?
Yeah, and I mean, you'll see humidity issues that pop up all year long in our climate there on the Gulf Coast, where, you know, the humidity kind of creeps into the house, and you want the house tight and you want the humidity. The best thing you can do, there's a couple of things I would recommend at this point of the year, is start monitoring your humidity. Go and get a hygrometer or a little humidity and temperature monitor at one of the big box stores, or, you know, Walmart's got them too. I guess they're a big box store. But you just get one of those humidity monitors and see how close you are to 50%. Because if you're under 50%, you're going to impact the dust mite colonies, which a lot of people have allergies to, and it's going to be a lot more comfortable. The other thing, Jenna, I want to remind everybody, and you again, because we talked about this before, air filters. I mean, air filters are really important, because if we've got dust and particulate in the system, a lot of it gets trapped on the air filter. So change your air filter. And of course, you know what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one. And it's so
you
gross.
You are one.
So gross. Okay, I just see, I don't know, I just picture like my insides trapping all the dust and grodiness. And so, yeah, you definitely want to keep up with it. I mean, so for me, I try to set, I have to be reminded, because life just gets busy. So, and I enjoy some organization. So write it down somewhere, maybe like on a kitchen calendar, you know, just write, hey, just like you want to change your oil. And so you write that.
Here's what I tell people. I tell people, GoPower will never miss your bill. So if when you get your GoPower bill, you think about changing your air filter, you'll never miss, because they don't take any months off.
That is so true. And yes, yep, that's pretty much how you should do it. And you'll be surprised. I'm actually surprised. Even on the months where we don't run the AC or the heat pretty much at all, I will notice, okay, my air filter is still just a little icky and should be swapped out. And so keeping that area clean, I'm also one to, I'd like to vacuum the vents to make sure that we're not having dust blown on our faces as well. And like checking the fans too, you know, like the ceiling fans or just the bathroom fans,
right,
making sure that they're not collecting all the dust and yuckiness on top of them.
Well, and I want to remind you, you were going to give me your air filter size so I could get you fixed up with this AirSafe filter.
Yes, I found
and
out.
And we have that new media.
Yes.
Now, with one phone call, anybody who's one of our filter people, I mean, you can just call the office, 850-934-2768. You can even make an order on our website, which is GulfCoastAirCare.com, and we'll send you this new upgraded filter media that we have. It's really super stuff. And, you know, that's the easiest thing for a homeowner to do to keep the dust and pet hair and particulates and allergens under control, is get the AirSafe filter and then change it on a regular basis.
Yes. And with that particular one, do you have to, can you change it less, or how does that one work?
Well, you know, at my house, the air conditioner runs more in the summertime, so you change it more frequently the more the system runs. But right now, I mean, we got this wonderful, favorable weather going back and forth until, you know, middle or end of April, where the air conditioners are running pretty much on a regular schedule like they would for summer. So, you know, you can kind of stretch. We recommend monthly on that filter, but a lot of people, you can stretch longer than that if, you know, it depends on the thermostat setting and the number of people in the house, and sometimes the flooring, because the air filter is oftentimes close to the floor. Jenna. So, okay. You know, there's a lot of different factors.
Right. Pet hair, it gets stuck in there and everything. I mean, there's things I see. I'm like, how'd you get in there? So, and hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 9:45, and we're chatting with Todd St. Orr's. And I believe if you have a question, he can answer it. So text or call in 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. It's funny. I don't know about you, Todd, but I feel like everybody waits till like 5 minutes before we're about to wrap up and we're doing what I call the lightning round of trying to answer all the questions. So please feel free to text, call in if you have a question about air filters or maybe something going on in your house that you're just wondering. Hey, you know what I noticed the other day, actually, and I was going to tell you this the next time I saw in person and tried to, I like to use my hands when I describe things. And so I saw kind of in my, it was in my bathroom, like fan. So the fan that runs to keep the, all the air circulating. It's, there's like a gap in between the fan and the ceiling. Should there be a gap there?
No, that's a leak point, and that's not a good leak point because if you're pulling airflow through there and you end up with dust and particulate and, you know, heat exchange. When the attic gets real hot in the summer, that big gap mixes hot and cold air, and it'll sweat and water stain around that. So that's not a good gap, and that, that's something we fix on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know because I've got a job for you.
We see that in a lot of air ducts, too. When we're doing duct cleaning, we have the registers or the vents down, and we see a lot of that gap in between the ceiling, the sheetrock, and the boot or the vent where the vent connects. And that gap is the same thing. There's a spot there that it'll cause the vents to sweat because the hot and cold air are mixing right there on that metal vent, and it gets to, like the outside of a glass of iced tea.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Well, you know, when I clean and like do a deep cleaning in all around the house and I start to notice little things, I'm like, hey, what is that? Or, you know, is that supposed to be there? We need to re-caulk over here. What is happening? And so I notice little things. I make notes. Okay, I'm going to ask somebody about this. This does not look right. So I definitely, and that's the thing, is those little issues around the house and things that you pick up and notice, you think, oh, it's not that big of a deal, right? Like I just put it to the back of my brain. But then you ask the question, you realize, hey, it might not seem like a big deal, but it can lead to potentially a huge issue.
And that's part of the small minor details of stuff that we address or fix when we do a duct cleaning process. Because when we do duct cleaning, we take all the registers down and clean and sanitize the actual register itself, the vent. And then we hook this giant vacuum cleaner rig up, so we've got airflow moving in opposite directions when we do a process called source removal vacuuming. It's a vacuum process. And when we have that going, we notice stuff that's happening or stuff that shouldn't be happening in fine details like what you're describing with the gaps around there and the particulate. We see a lot of mold because we're a humid climate. And that's why we encourage everybody to monitor your humidity, because your air conditioner should take care of a lot of that. Duct leakage contributes to that humidity, and then that makes things uncomfortable and it makes things moldy. So that's why, you know, if we can help you with any of these questions, if you don't want to call in on the air, we're certainly available, 850-934-2768 at the office. We're over in Gulf Breeze. We're doing that big, giant trek around the bridge situation, you know, and then our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. So we're happy to just help you with questions, concerns, free estimates or inspection. If you have something that you don't understand what's going on, Jenna, that's a way that people can get a hold of us.
Yes. And that's, I love that it says it right here on your website, schedule your free inspection. So make sure that you guys just don't ignore those little signs around your house that could potentially lead to something. I mean, I don't know if I shared the story that after Hurricane Sally, there was so much damage to the roof and there were trees down and the porch was caving in. There was so much. And then when we had a further inspection done, there was a substantial amount of mold in the attic crawl space. And of course, that totally freaked me out as a mom having kids in the house, although my kids aren't obviously living in the attic, right? But the issues that it can leak through, it can, I just started thinking of everything. Now, when that happens, and is there ever a circumstance where when there's mold, like I think it was even sitting on some of the insulation, do you see that too commonly in houses that just have either duct leaks or holes that shouldn't be there, spaces and gaps?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because when we deal with a lot of mold issues, people find, you know, all kinds of stuff growing, and all those issues, they're water-driven issues. They're moisture-driven. And, you know, our humidity on the Gulf Coast, if it's high enough, it sustains that. Now, when you have storm damage, that water intrusion that you get, you know, that makes things even worse. It just amplifies the problem. But, you know, the day-to-day moisture that we have, the air conditioner can and will take care of that. But you've got to have a clean system. You've got to have a tight system so that the whole job gets done by the air conditioning. And in a lot of cases, we do supplemental dehumidification where we'll put a whole house dehumidifier in there. And then you're living in Shangri-La, so to speak. Mm. It's really comfortable. It's really nice.
Right. That sounds good to me. I would really like that. I just need a little bliss in my life right about now. That's why I need the sun to come out and start drying things up. I don't know if I feel like this is the most damp winter we've had in so long, but maybe it's just because we're in it right now, and so I just am trying not to complain. You know, I miss our sunshine, but that's the other thing too, is while we're still in winter, before it gets super duper hot, we've talked about this before, Todd. Get your inspections done, get everything checked out, get your duct work clean, because once it gets hotter, it's way more work for your guys, correct?
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do is in the attic, and you don't want to get a surprise in July if you knew about it in February or March. And, you know, we're not the only ones saying that you should get at least one inspection done a year. If you have a new piece of AC equipment, by virtue of the manufacturer saying you need to have an annual inspection to keep the warranty going. So it's important to have somebody looking at the system, heading off trouble. The longer you let a problem fester, you know, the worse the mold gets because of humidity, the more costly it is to remedy that problem. To do that remediation can be more expensive. So call us at the office, 934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website, and we'll be happy to set you up with an inspection, get you prepared for the season that's coming. I promise it's coming. You know, we live in a sunshine state, and I don't know where the sunshine has been this week, but it's going to get back to that.
Well, she's coming back. I believe in her. I have faith that the sun will shine again. I have a question. This is kind of somebody asked this too, and I'm right along. Okay. Alongside them with wondering, do you need to change your filter more often the more pets you have, or if you do have a pet, does that affect the way things work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll see. I've seen cases where we peel the pelt off of the air conditioning coil and all that got past the filter. You've got to change that filter on a pretty regular basis. It depends on the type of pets, but if they shed, if you've got smooth floors, you need to, you know, I mean, an air filter is a very cheap insurance as opposed to having an air conditioning changed out or cleaned and that process done. So just change your filter on a regular basis. And yeah, the more dirty it is, the more frequently you have to change it.
Yes. Okay. And
you have dogs, don't you, Jenna?
I do. And even though she's short-haired, it sheds a lot. And so, I mean, I'm there one day. I will get one of those robotic vacuum cleaners if I become bougie enough.
There you go.
I think that they're cool to me, and I'm almost about to that point because of tile and things in the house. And, you know, I have to say, I noticed since getting animals that I just have to stay on top of changing my air filter, because I have to say personally, I feel better after I do. just the house feels cleaner. It smells cleaner. It just overall. And all right, here's my other question. I'm going to sit here. I'm just going to ask you all the questions. After you change your air filter out, should you run the fan, or should you just run the AC or heat at any temperature?
No, what you want to do is set the temperature that you want the house to be and leave the fan in the auto position.
Okay.
So automatic. It says auto and it says on most thermostats.
Right.
If you turn that to on, the fan runs all the time. You have these unintended consequences from that fan running all the time. You pull more dust into the system. You're pushing more moisture up into the ductwork. We see people that run the fan in the on position, and they have horrible mold problems up in the ductwork, up in the trunk line, in the plenum. That is a big no-no. So just set it at whatever temperature you want, heat or cool, and then put it on auto and let it run.
Oh, okay. All right, and here's another question for you. We have about three and a half minutes. Why is my house so dusty? And it's a good question. I don't know. And I guess they stay on top of cleaning, you know, but they want to know why the house is still so dusty. Does that have something to do with the ductwork?
Yeah, the ductwork, if it's got any leaks in it, you'll get a lot more dust distributed with the air that's flowing through the ductwork. Filtration is another thing. I mean, household cleaning and maintenance is another thing. The type of floor that you have and the type of air filter that you have. So if you have smooth floors and a cheapo air filter in there, you're going to get a lot more dust scattered throughout the house. Mm-hmm. If you have a really tight duct system, you know those gaps we were talking about earlier around the bath fan and the registers?
Right.
That's a dust pathway from the attic into the conditioned space. So you got to seal those up, and that's something we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. Call us, and we'll explain that to you if you're a DIY, or we can help you with a quote on that. Our number is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, so if you have dust issues, it's pretty straightforward. Sometimes you need a professional. Sometimes we can help you with some simpler things.
That is so cool. You just said you'll walk somebody through the DIY if it's something simpler.
Yeah, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, I'm happy to coach you up and get you on the pathway to getting your house fixed up. Because, I mean, we're slammed with work. We're busy. And if it's something you can do yourself and it's simple enough task, we're happy to help out and jump in. So call us at 850-934-2768, and we'll be happy to get you on the pathway. We'll come out, do an inspection, and then we can see what your issue is and just kind of set a priority on how to fix all those things that we find.
Yes, and on top of that, I want to just say as well, when they're there, they can properly measure your air filter space to measure you for one of your new, and you have to remind me the name of what you call this beauty air filtration system.
It's the AirSafe filter, AirSafe.
AirSafe.
So tell me your size. I know you measured yours, didn't you, Jenna?
I do. I have a 20 by 20. And
all right.
So I had to ask my husband. I have to admit it. I didn't know. But
we know that's on his honey-do list, but
yes.
I will get you fixed up with that AirSafe filter. Man, that's the greatest filter. I've been selling that for years and years. Change your air filter, make one call to Gulf Coast Air Care, and we will help you with the simplest thing.